Mrs. Cratchit, looking up angrily. "Mr. Scrooge, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and I hope he'd have a good appetite for it. Mr. Scrooge, indeed." Bob Cratchit. "My dear, think of the children, and this is Christmas Day." Mrs. Cratchit. "It should be Christmas Day, indeed. On what other day could we give good wishes to such a stingy, selfish man?" Shaking her finger gently at her husband. "You know he is, Bob. Nobody knows it better than you do, poor fellow. Don't you work hard all day for very little pay? Does he ever give you a pleasant word? Look at poor Tiny Tim. If you were paid what you earn, we could get help for him. Then he might walk again." Bob Cratchit, shaking his head. "My dear, just to please me, Christmas Day." Mrs. Cratchit. "Well, then, I'll wish him a Merry Christmas for your sake, and for the sake of Christmas. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Mr. Scrooge. All. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Mr. Scrooge." Bob Cratchit. "A Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us. Tiny Tim. God bless us, everyone." Act 3. Time. Christmas Eve. Scene. Scrooge's sitting room. Persons. Christmas Fairy. Scrooge. Scrooge stands looking eagerly into the far end of the room, but it is no longer a little kitchen. The noisy, happy Cratchits have disappeared. He turns and looks at the Christmas Fairy who stands at his side. Scrooge's face looks sad and softened by what he has seen, and when he speaks, his voice is gentle and kind. Scrooge, eagerly. "Tell me, was it all a dream?" Christmas Fairy. "That depends on you, Ebenezer Scrooge." Scrooge. "I have been wrong, I see it. I have been cross and selfish, and even cruel." Fairy, smiling at the change in Scrooge. "Did you see anything better than sixpences?"